Hey everyone, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh.
Hey Josh.
How's it going, Greg?
It's going good. We're doing fine here in the old game room.
Yes, yes we are. Hey, I put a couple of what I call show notes at the top.
Oh, show notes. That's what we call it now.
Yeah, at the top of our list. So one is, I think we need to start looking at the camera a couple times together and smile so that we can use these.
I got to act like I'm laughing, dude.
I really need to use these as thumbnails for our videos because I'm always trying to search for a spot where we're both looking and it's hard to find. So anyway.
It seems so fake. That's how they do it, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's how we're going to do it. So whenever we get to our beer, hey, that's a good segue. When we get to our beer, we need to like hold it up and smile.
All right. Do you want... It looks like you're in a hurry to get to the beer, huh?
Well, not necessarily, but it's out here in front of us, and we can jump to it if you'd like, or we can talk about other things. What's on your mind?
Let's do beer.
Okay. How are you feeling today?
Hey, we'll get to that other crap later. Hey, beer 30, let's do it. What do you got? You brought one today.
It is, what, mid-September almost we're in here? Well, no, it's still early September. What am I talking about? But the Oktoberfest stuff, the Halloween stuff, it all comes out so early now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably behind. I'm sure this Oktoberfest has been out for a good month or month and a half. I don't know if we've ever tried this one. I was going to search and find out, but I didn't. And I just realized it's a twist off. But we have for today Yuengling Oktoberfest.
Twist off, huh?
Twist off. And the reason why I picked this up, Greg, is because I went and looked at the liquor store by my house and they had four or five different Oktoberfest.
That didn't pop. It didn't do a lot of.
No, it didn't. And it didn't feel tight at all. Ooh, gosh, it stinks.
So what's your feeling on Yuengling, Josh?
Well, that's what I was going to get to. So we are not fans of Yuengling, and it's a big seller here in the St. Louis area now.
Yeah, part of that is because we couldn't get it for so long, I think. And
because people don't like AB?
Yeah.
To some extent?
Yeah, there was that too.
Okay, after I poured it, it smells a little bit better. But that initial pop of the cap was a little bit skunky.
It didn't give you the psh-tsh. It gave you the
psh-tsh. Yeah. It kind of smells a little skunky to me. Oh, copper in color. Let me tell you about the beer.
Yeah, let's hear about it. I already drank some. Right.
I can't wait. Yuengling Oktoberfest is a seasonal medium-bodied copper-colored beer with a 5.5% ABV. It's a tribute to Yuengling's German heritage, and it's available from August to October. The beer is a blend of... Now, these are ones that I definitely have not seen before. Tettnang and Hallertau hops, and has a slightly sweet toasted taste with a mild herbal bitterness. It pairs well with sausages, breads, and cheeses, Greg.
Oh,
cheeses.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Here's a quick overview.
Do you remember Busch Copper Lager?
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of that going for it.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
It is... So we both have like the same palate when it comes to Yuengling.
I was up there with back in the day. I thought when we take a trip to Florida or anywhere that actually had Yuengling on hand, I was like, oh man, so excited to get that. The regular Yuengling, I think, is good. Mm. Well, not good. Let me finish. Good if it's like 30 degrees.
Slushy.
It has to be so cold. But drinking it is not a beach beer. Oh
yeah, no.
It's garbage.
A lot of people like it a lot. Our friend Mike, he drinks it all the time. That's all he drinks.
I'd rather have a Budweiser, honestly. If I'm going to drink a cheap beer, I'd rather have that, you know?
Yeah. I would like to try the Yuengling Flight, which I think is their low-cal.
It's their...
kind of like the Michelob Ultra, right?
There you go, yeah.
But I haven't tried that yet. And Yeah, this is definitely not my favorite Oktoberfest.
So here's the thing. As you know, sometimes stuff in my beer fridge stays in my beer fridge. Don't get to it. Mm-hmm. So I've got this little... Why are we switching here?
You got a copper... I got Civil this, Life, I should say.
I got a Civil Life Oktoberfest. So we're going to give this a try in comparison. Now, is it a comparison? I know I like this beer. Civil Life is a local St. Louis brewery. They make good beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their brown is mine and my wife's probably favorite beer.
Oh, yeah, that's a kind of a go-to for a lot of people. Well, this has been in my fridge for a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't judge it on being a brand new beer, but we can compare it to this and see which we like better.
Yeah, definitely a lighter color, the Civil Life is. It's like a totally different beer.
It's got so much more flavor.
Yeah.
You can taste the breadiness and mm-hmm. stuff. Like, to me, I don't know what you would call that, but you know the hard pretzels, it has that type flavor to it. We just had a pretzel beer last week.
Yeah.
But, or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really like the Oktoberfest style because it's like the transition from your summertime beers to your browns and eventually to your stouts.
Porters, yeah.
And this one is definitely a lot better. So the store had Sam Adams and Schlafly and a couple others that I knew were all solid Oktoberfest, but I wanted to try this one. I'm sure there's people out there that love the Yingling Oktoberfest, but
yeah,
there's so much better Oktoberfest around.
I just feel this... It tastes like, you know, it's more just if you mark this bush or something like that, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's just a low grade lager.
Well, it definitely has that macro taste to it.
Yeah,
almost like a, hate to say it, but kind of like a metallic taste that I get.
I would agree.
Bitterness.
I would agree. So
I don't like it. And I got a 6-pack, so I have 4 more.
Oh. Yeah, you don't have to leave those here.
No. Yeah.
Hey, have Lori try one.
Yeah. They'll be in my beer fridge until next year.
I don't want that. What IPAs do you have?
Right.
Yes, all right.
Civil Life is a lot better.
So this one, I'll give it a D.
Ooh, I was going to go with a D as well.
D for... Dog. No, never mind. Never mind.
Disappointment.
There you go. That's a better one. All right. What else we got?
Well, do you want to wait on the snack or
dump this down the drain?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No. You want to just talk about? So it was Labor Day weekend, and you know the last day for pools, and you went on a trip to the Ozarks.
I did.
I thought you were going to bring a beer back from there.
I didn't even think about it while I was there. I went to like 3 different breweries too, and I did not think to bring anything back.
You went to 3 breweries.
Well, I was there for 3 days.
No, I know that, but you went there and you didn't think, bring some home.
No, I didn't.
Man, that's sorry. Every brewery I go to that I haven't been to very often or don't have easy access, I don't know.
I'm still out of the whatever habit, I guess, because we haven't done this show in so long.
Yeah, maybe. So how was your trip? I know you saw a big 311 concert.
Yeah, like our 7th time seeing 311 this year.
Just this year.
My wife is a huge 311 fan. I'm a big 311 fan as well. She loves to go travel. She loves to see them. I enjoy traveling, so I can persuade her to go see them out of town, which is a lot of fun. This one was just here in Missouri, not too far away, a couple hours away. But what was interesting was they've been touring with these same two opening acts for the summer. Let's see.
Well, we saw them with the Urge in May.
But that was more of a festival, though.
Yeah.
This was a typical show, but they added two more bands to the bill. One was the Urge.
Yeah.
And the other one was Tonic, which I haven't thought twice about since, like, 1997.
Me neither.
And I remembered one song, and, yeah, I was right. It was that was the band who played it. But they were good. They actually had three or four songs that I recognized.
Yeah.
But what I thought was kind of odd. So the guy, the lead singer, seemed pretty cool. He was kind of charismatic. He was chatty. Again, I don't know why they just ended up on the bill for this show, because they didn't tour with them. They just played on this.
Oh, at this venue. Oh, it was just that one, huh?
Yeah. And they were like, hey, thanks for letting us crash your party.
Of all places, too.
Yeah, it was odd. I don't know if it was an attempt to sell more tickets, because the venue was only like half full.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was crazy. So they were on it, and they played right before 311. But what was kind of odd was the guy, he talked a lot in between songs. And one of their songs, I don't even know what it is, but he's like, hey, this one coming up, I wrote this one back in 1996 for a little movie called American Pie. You remember American Pie? You know, and people were clapping or whatever. And he's like, I'm thankful every single day that I wrote this song, too. It made me a lot of money. Like that. It was kind of weird. And then he played it or whatever. And then...
Was that song familiar to you?
It was.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it was now. And then there was another song that... I guess it was the song that I told you that I recognized by them. And I can't think of how it goes now. Oh, if you could only see...
Yeah. The way she loves.
He told the story of how he came about writing that song, that he was young and he was telling his mom, hey, I'm going to get married. And she said, I think that's a bad idea. And he said, but if you could only see the way she... looks at me or whatever, however right. The song goes. And so he tells that story, and he's like, again, he says something like, it's made me a lot of money. And I was like, I don't know. It just felt kind of weird. I don't think I've ever seen a band perform and like joke about making a lot of money from a song.
The only time I heard that. So there's this one guy from Sublime, and he branched off and did the Long Beach Dub All-Stars, and they had a song that I was listening, because I'm a fan of NoFX, and he had like this campfire, it was a YouTube video actually, and when he filmed all these musicians like playing around the campfire doing acoustic sets, and he did this song. He goes, this song made me a lot of money, and I played it, and it sounded kind of familiar, and I looked it up. It was the theme song from the show Joey. Remember?
Yeah, it only had two seasons.
But think of the budget. That was Friends. That was
Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
I mean.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's the only time I've ever heard an artist say something like that, though.
It reminded me of Ray Romano. He likes to joke about certain things made him rich, and he'll use it when he's talking about like his
probably
kids or something.
Ice Age.
Yeah, and I've heard him use it, but he's a comedian, and he tells that all the time. It just felt a little weird that he'd be this guy that, again, I don't know why they were there. And they played fine. I know, they performed well. But for him to say that a couple different times, it made me a lot of money. I was just like, really? I had no idea. So is that where you've been the last 30 years? Living off this?
That's funny.
One or two songs?
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of... I mean, think of all those bands in the 80s that had one hit. You know, never heard from them again.
Yeah. And this... I looked these guys up, and they have only released like... 3 or 4 albums.
There you go.
It's so strange. Anyway, yeah, that was my trip to the Ozarks. Other than that, we went on a hike, and what we like to do, my wife and I, we both like to hike, and we go to parks, and we usually try to find the hardest trail, because we think, well, let's try to do the hardest thing now while we're still healthy, and if we ever go back in like 20 years and maybe we're less,
you could do the
agile, we can do the shorter ones.
Yeah.
So we found this one that was 7 miles long, and it had good reviews, and it said that there was, you know, nice things to see and beautiful views. So we got started kind of early that day on that Saturday, packed up a bunch of snacks and stuff, and we set out around like 9 a.m. or something, and 7 miles is a long way for a hike.
Yeah.
And it said it would take us about 3 hours, which it took a little bit longer than that.
Oh, my gosh. She went for the 7 mile hike?
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. And it was totally boring. There was nothing to see.
Oh, there wasn't like a waterfall along the path or anything?
Like, there could have been, but I mean, we're kind of in the middle of summer and it's been a drought. And you could see where there was like rock formations where there maybe is sometimes.
Could have been, yeah.
But other than it taking forever and we were just like done, the bugs were terrible.
Oh.
And we ended up getting back and the next morning realizing that like our entire, we sprayed ourselves like 3 or 4 times with Off, but our entire midsections were covered with chiggers. It was bad. And I had that Lori got them too. Way worse than I did.
Yeah, just like, I guess they're able to fly up your shirt and go like right.
Yeah, they like to go where it's like tight.
Yeah.
So like your shorts line and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, it was miserable. But it looked like we had chicken pox or something all over our stomachs and stuff. So Lori's still recovering from it. They didn't get me as bad, but yeah, it was a rough hike.
Well, don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Hiking is not fun.
I enjoy it.
Okay. I don't mind it. I need something at the end. That's what I told Molly. She almost divorced me right away on our honeymoon where we were hiking in the Smokies. Right. And we, like, I go, yeah, but at the end, there's this beautiful waterfall. And there was. And she's like, oh, this is nice. But, you know, the whole way, she was really, really mad that I made her do that, you know.
She's not as
even
much...
though it was hiking on some of these paths, it's a concrete path, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like in, you know.
That's what you were on?
There, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, most of that stuff, because I guess it's a national park. I don't know.
Where were you? Smokies?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Yeah, Smoky Mountains National Park.
Yeah, so that was all paved and stuff. So.
Yeah, that's not really hiking.
It's not that bad. I mean, the elevation, but... So, I went... It was, you know, the end of summer as far as pools go. And we went over... My parents, their subdivision have a pool. We went over there, and it was the kids really wanted to swim. This water was so cold. I mean, there was a dip in the temperature in the past week or so, but man, the kids, they're like, oh, I don't want to get in. I just jumped in, and then I'm like, holy crap. It's what do they call it? The polar plunge. That's what it seemed like. I'm sure it wasn't that cold, but
how did it? Well, I guess we had lows in
the like nighttime 50s. Lows were probably what did it.
One night, I think it got down to like 49 overnight.
Yeah, that'll screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I got to tell you, that day we packed a cooler full of beers and stuff. We were only there for a little bit. We went to the creek over. Macedon Park.
Yeah.
I hadn't been over there in a while. I didn't have proper shoe attire on. They all did. I don't wear flip-flops. Let's just say that. I rarely wear
shoe attire.
Yeah. When you're walking around in a creek or something barefoot, I'm not going to take off all my... But anyway, the kids were having a good time walking around that. And then that evening, we had the neighbors over, and I don't drink. I maybe drink one or two on the weekends, but I probably had 3 or 4, which is a lot for old Greg here. It's feeling pretty good.
It used to be a Monday night not that long ago.
Oh, I know. And I'd be like, should I do 5, 6? Man, things have changed.
Yeah. Well, hey, I got this t-shirt on today.
I'm glad because usually you come in here without any shirt on. Like, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah. This is another podcast. A friend of mine on the financial independence community. His name's Doug. He has this show called Mile Hi-Fi. I was a guest on it. Ooh. And talked through my early retirement and just a bunch of stuff. Now we were talking about, I met with him today and we talked about what I've been up to since I left my W-2 job back in April. But I say all that to say that he's like, what are you up to? And I mentioned this show and he's like, oh, I didn't know you had a podcast. And I was telling him what we do here and he thought it was pretty fun and sounded pretty cool. So I don't know, maybe we'll get a couple extra listeners from that, because it's a modestly, I guess, popular show. And he gets a lot of downloads and things like that. So maybe we'll...
I don't know if that will cross over. Right. Or not. I don't know.
Not in the same genre, but I told people what it's about.
Well, cool. Maybe
we'll get some...
Look at you, throwing out plugs. That's yeah, right. And you get that... Why don't you plug your other show you do with your...
My friend Elliot.
Elliot, yeah.
Yeah, we started another podcast called 9 to 5, like a play on the 9 to 5, you know, Dolly Parton song.
Okay, I get it, but do all of those podcasts, are they all going to, do they all have a pun with fi in it?
Yeah, they probably do. Most of them probably do. But yeah, we just have conversations like you and I are having here.
Yeah,
but
I listened to some of the episodes, and it was good. I mean,
cool.
It's different too because I'm listening to someone I know. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And we've had a lot of feedback because Elliot's been sharing it, and he knows a lot more people than I do. So people have been listening in and saying, "Yeah, that you guys are doing a good job. You're off to a good start." So,
awesome. That's cool.
We need to start plugging this show though, Greg, and
yeah, we
get some listeners.
I put a lot of work into the prep and this and that and the hookups and hey, make it sound good, but then I don't sell it.
It's just for us.
I'm not a salesman.
I need to work on that side of things. It's just for us. But the video stuff has been a lot of fun, and we've talked about that a few times. So we've got all the different segments broken out, and I'm still releasing them like every other day, and not really any traffic yet on YouTube, but the production quality is pretty good.
It'll come, right?
Yeah, eventually. We just got to keep chipping away at it.
We'll see. So, got a snack, but I gotta go run and get it. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts, lilac, pecans too, pistachios. Let us up to know the tricks. All right, today's snack is, Kraft mac and cheese. Have a new flavor, and it's, does it say limited edition? You know, that's my favorite. You put that on a box or bag or whatever.
It gets your attention.
Gets my attention. Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, I didn't say, did I?
No, you did not.
It's pizza mac and cheese. And... Well, it smells pizza-y. Here. All right. It doesn't look that reddish or anything.
No. Oh, man. Yeah, that is very pizza smelling.
So, we cooked this up, or I cooked it up, and it's slightly warm still. It's not a lot of flavor.
Mm-mm, it's subtle. I don't know.
So, there is this, too. While I was fixing this, I opened the seasoning packet, and a portion of it kind of flew across the room.
That was a tiny amount, though. I don't think it would have made that much of a difference.
So, I gotta say, though, if this was slightly stronger, I think it'd be really good.
Yeah.
It actually has a pretty good flavor, the slight flavor that you get.
So I'm curious, with something like this, okay, so typically, at least in my house, mac and cheese is a side item, not typically a meal.
Yeah.
With something like a pizza flavor, would you still use it as like, so you're going to have this with your, I don't know, your...
With your pizza?
Hot dog. Your hot dog and your green beans or whatever? Pizza flavored?
I don't know. Well, my daughter eats it as the main course.
Well, yeah, a lot of little kids do.
And the, if you, well, this one doesn't, but the, there's actually craft dinner is what they call it.
Hmm.
And it's kind of a slightly bigger box.
Hmm.
But mac and cheese is not like my favorite thing. Well, let's just say the box mac and cheese. If someone were to bring it to a potluck, like a real made in a crock pot or made in the oven, those crispy edges, you know, that's the mac and cheese I like. I always was not a huge fan of this.
Yeah, the ones that have like, I don't know, six different cheeses and it's so thick and yeah. This is like noodles with a little bit of I don't know, like powdered flavoring on them.
So I'll have to say, for what it is, it's not bad actually. A lot better than I expected, actually. I just wish more of that pizza flavoring was there.
Yeah.
But I remember, so early, long, long time ago, you and me got an apartment together.
We did.
And you were away at college, and I guess you had to spend the rest of your what do they call it there, your...
Like meal allowance?
Meal ticket or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you brought home a ton of, like, cases of those mac and cheese cups, remember?
Yeah, like pre-made, right?
Pre-made.
You didn't have to do anything other than open it up and eat it.
So do you remember what we did to flavor those up?
Did we put some kind of ketchup or something?
Yeah, we found, like, a jalapeno ketchup. Heinz was making a jalapeno ketchup at a time, and we'd squirt that in there and mix it up, and that was... That was a meal.
Yeah, those were lean times.
We didn't have a lot of money, but we scraped together enough to get McDonald's or whatever,
and buy a beer.
Yeah, that's really what it. Well, we'll just eat a cup of mac and cheese, but as long as we have a couple 12 packs in the fridge.
Yeah, some Budweiser.
Yeah,
it was always the Budweiser. Yeah. Bud Heavy. That was before our taste buds evolved to try better beer. We were looking for the new and exciting ketchup, and our taste buds were still okay with crappy macro beer.
Hey, we did try a lot of different beers though.
Yeah, that's right. We did around that time.
I think it was more of, well, we never had this before. I don't know if it was exactly us, like, liking all those beers.
And they weren't craft beers at the time.
No.
They were other macros.
Well, like, Leinenkugel was a big one that had a lot of different flavors, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, there you go. I give it a eh.
Meh. Yeah. I agree.
Meh. It was fine.
Speaking of snacks, and I didn't prepare very well for this one, but I saw it as a good
oh, I did.
Top five. Oh, you did? Cool. Top five road trip snacks. And I asked this kind of, I'm kind of being selfish here, but I am going on a road trip next week, which I haven't mentioned yet, and it'll be during our regular show time.
Oh.
So we'll have to discuss if we want to do a show next week, but... If this is going to be just me, I'm going to visit my son Caleb, and he's in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
And
he lives there now?
No, this is kind of interesting. So he and his girlfriend Hannah, have you ever met Hannah?
Yeah.
She has a camper van, and they've done a lot of like weekend and week-long trips.
Oh.
And she actually last summer went to Maine and stayed for 2 or 3 months and lived up there and got a job at a pizza restaurant as, like, you know, a server. And she stayed up there in her van the whole summer.
Just like at a campground or something like that?
It was actually, they allowed her to park it behind the pizza place.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's one of those small towns that's, like, on the shore. So it's really busy in the summertime. So they hire seasonal help.
You know, Cracker Barrel allows you to do that.
Really?
Yeah. You can camp your, or set your camper out in their parking lot.
So anyway, they decided that, and he had still been working full time all this time. So they were apart when she went on that trip, and she came back and she's been working and they've been saving up money, and they just left out. When was it? I guess early August. They got jobs at a campground up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and they're going to stay up there for like 3 months and work. So, and they're loving it. They've been up there for about a month or so now, and they're loving it. He's like a maintenance guy. He goes around and just does whatever they tell him needs to be done. She's kind of a host / social media person, and they get their camping for free, and they just have to work like 10 hours for the free camping. And then if they work more than that, then they get paid hourly.
Oh, huh.
So I'm going to go up there and visit. It's like 11 hours away is where they are.
You're going to have to bring back beers from there. All right, I know for a fact.
Yeah.
Up in that area, there are tons of breweries.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I know the, isn't New Glarus from around that area?
That's in Wisconsin, yeah.
Wisconsin, okay. Well, Michigan, Wisconsin. It's probably available up
that area. Yeah. I'll be passing through Wisconsin as well, going and coming.
Well, there you go. Bring back some cheese.
Yeah.
Bring back some beer.
Yep.
You got things to do. Okay.
Top five.
Now, I put this, there's kind of two different categories, because some things are things you would pack for a road trip.
Yeah.
Others would be like, oh, we're stopping by this, we're stopping right at this convenience store or whatever and grabbing this.
I guess I was thinking more along the latter.
Okay.
Things, so you wouldn't necessarily pack it. We haven't done a whole lot of that in my experience on family trips. We generally have just either picked things up or stopped for a meal.
Okay. Well, mine could go either way.
Okay.
So,
what you got?
All right. Well, I would start with, this would be something you definitely stop for, and you can, it's debatable whether it's a snack or not, but your Slurpee / Icy. I would say that's something you have to have. Have to have when you're driving around. You're like, let's get an Icy, you know, or let's get a Slurpee, a slushy, whatever it's called. Not really a snack, yeah. But it's one of those, there's, every gas station has a machine. And some are better than others, obviously. But that's one I would.
Now, is there any specific reason why you choose that? Is that, does it keep you awake? Or
I'd say part of it, yeah. Normally my travel is in the summer, too.
Yeah.
So you're.
Oh, yeah. Trying to stay cool.
You're trying to stay cool or whatever, but I think Icy and Slurpee, both, you mix the cherry and the Coke together.
Oh.
I think that's one of the best concoctions you can make.
Okay. I have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I was going to go, this is probably a little more boring, but trail mix.
Yeah.
I really like having something that, you know, salty, sweet, crunchy. You can just take a little bit here and there. And for me, it's all about staying alert and having a little something to do as you're on the road. So I've picked that up. That's like my go-to a lot of times is it's like a bag of variety of trail mix, whatever.
Now you like it with the M&Ms in there or with the, or like raisins or.
I like the ones with the cranberries.
Yeah.
Oh, raisins, I guess. Yeah.
Yep. You're wild and crazy.
Yep.
So, I would put my next, we pack these all the time. I prefer pull and peel, but Molly prefers the regular Twizzlers. We always have those on hand. The kids, I think, like the pull and peel better. I like the cherry and the soft flavor better than the strawberry Twizzlers. Licorice, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Road snacks. Don't get whipped with one, though.
Yeah. I've been picking up jerky a lot more lately.
Yeah.
Because, and it's expensive, but I like having that bit of protein. Then it's salty. Plus, it gives you like, it's chewy, chewier than other things. So you're, you know, it gives you something else to do. plus, I mean, the protein factor is, I think, important. Most of these other snacks don't add it, have any too much nutritional value.
Do you remember that guy that was near your house? He used to set up like a little jerky stand, jerky hut or whatever.
Yeah.
And he'd have like exotic animals too.
Yeah,
though.
It was like elk,
kangaroo.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah. Was that alligator.
Real? Was it real?
I don't know. So I coming along the same lines, I put Slim Jims, those you know. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had Chomps? They're like a it's a beef stick.
Yeah.
But it's that brand. They're a little healthier because they don't use all the weird ingredients in it.
Okay.
Those
I
are really good.
Yeah. They have different like heats and stuff.
Yeah, there's a jalapeno one, there's mm-hmm. beef, there's turkey, there's all sorts of different kind.
Okay.
Probably pepperoni or
yeah. Next up I'd say I get the like protein bars a lot. I tend to get the what is the brand? The Clif bars.
Clif.
Yeah. And
man, your road snacks are sad.
I know. Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that eventually. I guess I don't eat candy all that much.
I have all these sweet treats.
Yeah, I don't really eat too much candy. Occasionally I'll get
only on this show you'll eat candy and junk food.
That's right. Yeah.
Everywhere else. Okay, but protein bars. I don't have any protein bars, but I do have honey roasted peanuts.
Oh, yeah, that was going to be my number 2.
It sounds funny saying it, but I love beet.
What was that?
Cashews are probably my favorite nut, but
you have a hard time saying
but the honey
peanuts.
Roasted are a good time.
Peanuts is a hard word for you.
Sometimes.
That'd be my number 2 as well. Or I don't know if that's your number. That's your number
that
3,
would
right?
be my number 2.
Okay, yeah, my number 2 is peanuts as well.
Okay, before we get to our number 1, have you ever been to Buc-ee's?
Only on the outside. I never went. No, I'm sorry. I did go on the inside, and it was absolute chaos.
Oh, it is. It's
and
a
I turned
house.
Around and walked out because it was overwhelming.
You walked out.
I turned around and walked out. Lori and I went in, and we were like, nope.
Springfield one?
Or, no, this was down in Alabama.
Oh. So they're all like that. Their food is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
They have jerky there. Like, they're making it behind the counter, and they have like a whole jerky bar. And I mean, they have a bag, too, but you can pick it from behind the counter, too. And they have lots of different sandwiches that they're making, like homemade, whatever you call it.
Deli kind of.
Yeah. So they do have really good food, but one of their staples is beaver nuggets. It's basically a caramel corn with, it's not the corn, it's those like that puffed kernels.
Okay.
Those are really good, but that isn't my number one. I just wanted to mention that as a honorable mention. Number one would be combos.
Oh.
I love the pretzel and cheese combos.
Man, see, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
That's typically my go-to as well,
yeah.
My number one. We pick those up all the time.
I don't buy them at home, but
no.
In the car all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But we did make the mistake last time. And picked up the ranch because we made this mistake of seeing that they were new or limited or whatever.
Oh.
And we're like, oh, they were terrible.
Yeah. I had a blue cheese buffalo one once.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah.
Wasn't good.
You got to stick with the, what did you say, pretzel and?
I like the cracker and cheese or the pretzel and cheese.
Yeah.
Those are good. Or there's, like, they'll use, some will be like a, they'll use nacho cheese instead of cheddar cheese. I don't know. They're all good, though.
Yeah.
As long as you stick with cheese and
mm-hmm.
cracker or pretzel.
Now, interesting that our, 5 through 3 were completely in different directions than then we came down to one and two. Hey. I mean, so if we went on a road trip together, we would just have to get combos and honey roasted peanuts.
You want a protein bar? No. You got any combos? Yeah, dude.
Yeah. No, I don't want that crap.
Oh, man.
That was fun.
Yeah. Good time. Oh, and hey, you know what we forgot to do while we were doing that?
The theme music?
Yeah. And that has been our countdown.
That's right.
So, what kind of stuff have you been watching on with your eyeballs
on the television? Did you ever watch Limitless?
I have not.
With Chris Hemsworth. So that came out on the National Geographic Channel back in, they started filming it before COVID, and then they had to put it on hiatus until after, and then they came back and did the few last episodes. But I think there was like 8 episodes in season 1, and I thought it was just like a one and done kind of run deal, but it was all about like how to be as healthy as possible. And Chris Hemsworth's a really healthy guy.
You with this healthy stuff again.
I know.
Healthy snacks, healthy shows you watch.
I like Chris Hemsworth. He's probably my favorite Chris. I used to think Chris Pratt was my favorite Chris, but now I think it's Hemsworth.
Man.
Who's your favorite Chris? We've talked about this before.
I don't know. I don't really.
Well, we talked about it because they were all in the Avengers. And
yeah. I mean, I like Parks and Rec. That show is really good. So I think, but
you're a Pratt guy.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what I am.
Definitely not a Captain America. What's his name?
Chris Evans?
Evans.
Yeah. I don't know, though. He was good in Deadpool and Wolverine, so.
Oh, okay. No. Anyway, it's a good show. So they came out with, I don't know if it's considered a second season, but it's a short run. It's only 3 episodes. It's about, one of them is about pain. So like how you can overcome pain. And he deals with a lot of back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, well, he goes to like a monk, like what do they call that, a monastery, and they talk through how you can kind of overcome that mentally, some of that pain that's just like a brain body connection type of thing.
Yeah.
And then he has one where he has to do hard things, so he has to overcome his fear of heights, and he climbs up on it's like a rock climbing thing, and it's on a big giant dam, like a water dam, you know?
Right.
And it's 500 feet, I think. It's ridiculously high. It's in Sweden or the Netherlands. And he has to climb up this thing. And it took him hours. and of course, he's in a harness, but it's all like he has to do it with his, you know, strength. And
it's
pretty cool.
Is it just the walls like a big concrete wall?
Big concrete wall, but as it gets higher, it starts curving outward.
Yeah, like almost like Hoover Dam or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah. But and then as you get, the higher you get, it kind of curves.
Oh,
outward,
wow.
So you're like,
oh.
Yeah, it's really cool show, though. I mean, it's inspiring because you're like, man, it's the science makes sense that you should do these things and try to be, it's about like living the best life that you can.
Yeah.
So that's one show that I've been watching.
How about that? I started watching, there's a show on Peacock, which, man, no one has that channel, but, or that service, do they? I don't know, maybe people do. It's called The Paper. So, it's basically a spinoff of The Office. Except it takes place, it's still a documentary type thing, but this is around this newspaper.
Okay.
That is, you know, and even in the intro, it shows people using newspaper to wrap up things or cleaning out like the bottom of a bird cage.
Uh-huh.
And, like almost like no one's
reading it,
you know? So So Greg Daniels, same guy who did The Office, King of the Hill, he's part of that. He but it's got like no one. There's no one in the cast that you know, mm-hmm. except Oscar from The Office. He's actually working for this company.
Okay,
they tell a whole story of how it gets there, but I actually think it's pretty good. It's not. It kind of reminds me how the original Office started. It was kind of, you had to figure it out. Because, like, the first season of The Office is a little off. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you have, the humor's still there, but it's just a little off. Like, you're trying to figure this out and the flow and everything. And then I think they finally got their groove after a couple seasons. And I kind of feel that away with this, too. It's not, I wouldn't say it's a great show, but then again, I'm watching it and I want to watch the next episode, and I think there's 10 episodes out there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I guess I am enjoying it. So it's something to look out for. It's very dry humor. There is one person on that show. I'm only about 4 episodes in. There's one person on there though that you just totally hate, and I don't know if they like go away from that, like that character, how she's acting on it, because you're like, man, this person is just an awful person. I don't like her. They need to just, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
So you said it is a directly a spinoff, so that Oscar is Oscar?
Yeah. Okay. It is, because it's literally 20, well, because it even starts out with, in 2005, we filmed this paper company, and then they're following where it went, and who eventually this other company bought them out, and you go, you find out, I guess he got the move there with the company.
Interesting.
But yeah, so it's one to check out. Another one that I'm excited about, which you probably don't care because you don't really like the animated stuff like I do. Marvel.
I watched King of the Hill.
Okay, yeah, I guess so. Marvel Zombies. It's a series that's coming out. It's on Disney Plus. There's only like 4 episodes gonna come out, and it's based off the comic book where all the superheroes have become zombies, and there's a few that aren't, and they're trying to figure out how to stop them, because these are superheroes that became zombies, but they still have their powers, that, you know, so they're really powerful. And there's a dog barking at nothing, but yeah, the trailer is intense. You see Spider-Man like literally ripping the heads off of people, so he's one of the good guys trying to get rid of the zombies. Yeah.
Cool.
So
the only other thing that I watched this week was the first episode of the mini documentary series on Katrina. So it's 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember watching that live back in 2005?
Yeah.
And how the hurricane went through and everybody was like, "Oh, we survived. It's good. Everything's all right." And then within a matter of the next like 48 hours or whatever it was, the levees started breaking all over the place. And as they were breaking, all, you know, it was just chaos. But it's interesting. They haven't really talked about how they got this footage, but there's this lady, she's filming. I mean, it is 2005. It's back before, like, that's before YouTube, right?
It's right around the beginning. Yeah.
And I don't know that she was uploading this stuff to YouTube or anything, but she has a camcorder and she's going around filming, and it's very much in the style, like you would think that it was 2025.
Really?
Because she's like, "Hey, we're, you know," it's like vlogging basically.
Yeah.
And she's telling the story, and she's in the what is it, the lower ninth ward or whatever, where it got hit the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about how the hurricane's coming. And then there was like another clip and she's saying, "Hey, we're all getting ready, and what are you doing?" And she's like going around kind of like interviewing people.
Yeah.
And then she's, you know, talking about how her family's going to go do this and all that. It's really interesting. But that area totally floods, and it shows her at one point, she's got the camera and they're filming and water is like pouring into their house because that levee broke, and they're running up the stairs and they're in the attic. They're like, they busted a hole in their ceiling and they're in the attic and trying to make their way out onto the roof. Cause I don't know if you remember back then, it was people were stranded on their rooftops.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The water got like 20 feet high.
Like you saw dogs on top of roofs and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. There's three episodes and we're only on the first
one.
And
there was lots of, houses and like, I remember the Six Flags too, like things that have been abandoned
ever since
and nothing's really been done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel crazy. That may happen with some of the part of the St. Louis, unfortunately, from the tornado. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah. But that's on the Netflix channel.
That's on the Netflix.
Check it out. That's pretty cool. And that was just such a scary, because the hurricane itself wasn't even, I don't even think it was a category 5 when it eventually made landfall. It was like a category 4. It just hit right on downtown New Orleans. And the city itself is like, what is it, 10 or 12 feet below sea level.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy that it's right there on the sea, but it's like lower than the sea.
That's nuts.
It's a long one.
Thank you. pop culture this week. This I kind of just threw together. So normally I'll have something, and this I just thought, hey, let's talk about this.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember the days? Say it's Friday night. You come home, you're probably about 16, 17 years old, so you can drive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I going to do? My friends are busy. Let's go to the local video store and rent us some movies.
Yep.
Oh, man. That was the days.
I had, like most little towns, I didn't have a Blockbuster or anything like that. I had a store called the Video Store.
They were all so dumb names. Like, some of them were really bad. The one that I remember growing up, like, the first, this, I was probably, 6, 7 years old. It was called The Video Consultant. And they actually rented VHS, VCRs, too, because they were still kind of new at that time. Yeah, I'm old.
consultant, though.
Yeah, they had that beaded curtain in the back.
Oh yeah, of
what's
course.
In there? And
yeah,
there's nothing in there. And
then your dad would.
No, he would never. But they did have you'd look at the top shelf. I mean, this is the highest shelf imaginable, even to a little kid.
Yeah,
it was all like soft core, like
I don't know,
probably the. Well, they always had some seductive-looking woman on. It wasn't porn, but it was probably like what you would see on Cinemax or whatever time. So it wasn't anything that was more than rated R. But they would always be on the top shelf. I remember seeing them all around. I guess my parents never really or did you even did they even. They didn't want to make mention of it, I guess.
Right, yeah. Don't draw attention to it.
Don't look at it, because all the Disney and the other ones were on the bottom shelf. But I would say my biggest memories of renting movies had to be from the grocery store, of all places.
Oh, yeah.
My mom would drop me off at the front. She'd go do our grocery shopping and she go, you try and find that movie, and then when we come to check out, and
Oh, man, so you'd spend a good half hour up there.
I would walk up and down the aisles, and you'd always have, remember the returns coming in, and you'd check that
oh, yeah.
There are the piles of videos at the front that they haven't put up, restocked yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you'd be like, oh, Back to the Future. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Can you get that back in your system?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, That was such a great feeling when you got that new release that just came out a few days ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that so many times when I was a kid, and It's just
doesn't exist anymore.
Isn't it weird? Like, now we have so many choices.
Mm-hmm. On demand, instantly.
Yeah, we can find anything we want at any time. That kind of takes away from, hey, I got this movie. We're going to watch it tonight.
Yeah.
It may be bad. It may be good.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice.
We're going to watch it.
I mean,
it.
You did. I guess you could start it and then stop it.
Yeah. You could say, oh, this is terrible.
So when you went to go rent movies, do you remember how many you would typically get? I feel like we never got less than three.
Really? I think we'd get like maybe two. I think two was about our average.
And I don't know really why. I'd have to ask my mom. I don't know if it was because there was maybe a kid movie, a family movie.
That would happen a lot.
An adult movie. Or if it was just in case. But I think we were renting them for the weekend too. We got them on Friday. We were returning them on Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, I almost remember like you maybe had it. If you rented it on Friday night, you had to return it by Sunday or something like that.
Might be.
I don't remember it being, because towards the end of the Blockbuster era, I thought you got like 7 days or something, which was great for video games, but for movies,
no point.
Yeah, it's a lot. Oh, I'm going to watch this three times. You know?
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, can you remember, I remember that very short lived, you'd spend a night at my house a lot when we were younger. And I remember this one place, I can't remember the name of it. Their whole thing was that you could rent and have delivered, you could have a movie and pizza delivered to you. And I can't remember the name of the place, but I remember us renting Bulletproof with Damon Wayans and Adam Sandler.
Was that over on right off Richardson and Jeffco?
Maybe.
I can't think of it.
I don't think it lasted very long because they would have to keep a ton of different movies in stock. And
was it a pizza place that also had...
Yeah, that movies? Also rented movies. Okay. Yeah.
They weren't separate. Like the pizza, like the movie place was going to pick up your pizza. It was all under one.
Yeah, you're right. Like if rentals were a thing today, you could probably get on an app like Grubhub or something and go, hey, go over there and rent, you know, so and so for me.
Clearly, we weren't the only people that had some of these ideas back in the day, but I specifically remember sitting around and thinking things like, wouldn't it be great if we could get McDonald's to deliver to us?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if we could get the liquor store to deliver to us?
We had, I don't know how many times we had that thought before Grubhub and DoorDash and all that.
And it was a long, long time ago. It was 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. There's no one that delivers your breakfast right to your door, you know?
But Chinese and pizza and
Do those all deliver? But then
fast food did whatever, McDonald's, whatever. Yeah, now it does. Now you can get anything. Now people just like, that's all they do is DoorDash and Grubhub their fast food to them.
The person across the street, I see a DoorDash guy come at least 5-6 times a week.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think they ever go anywhere to get food.
Oh man. You see that on your camera or something? Like
them? No, I'll just, and that's the thing. I only see it when I'm outside.
Oh.
And so that means it's probably way more, you know? And I hope that they have whatever the platinum plan for that, cuz otherwise they're spending a lot more money than they should.
Yeah.
But as far as renting goes, games or movies, do you remember any of the like movies or games that you constantly would rent, or do you even remember? I don't necessarily remember renting anything more than once because we were kind of pirates back in the day. We had the two VCRs, and as soon as we would rent something, we would...
Yeah, you'd make a copy of it?
Yeah.
Oh. No, movie-wise, No, I can't really think of anything. Games, I think, a little bit more. I remember I had Sega Genesis and I rented things a couple times. Then I ended up just buying it, like NBA Jam.
Yeah. There were so many Nintendo games I remember renting, but I don't remember renting them over and over. But I do remember mom calling me before she came home from work, going, "Hey, I'm going to whatever. Is there something you want me to rent?" And I go, "I don't know. You know what I have." And she'd bring home a game that I already had, or or something like Spy Hunter that I've, you know, played a billion times already. I'd be like, "Why would you do this?
You don't know me at all."
I'm sure I yelled at her and, you know.
Take an adventure. Well, that sounds really sweet that she was asking you.
Like. I know. It's a really nice thing to do, but I'm sure I was a bratty teenager that was like, "Why? This?
I hate you."
Yeah. My kids do that. It's fun. It's good times. So, anything else you got to say?
I don't think so. Was there anything that we didn't cover on our agenda there?
I think we've covered it all. It's been quite a show.
Yep.
It's been we're right about at the time.
Sounds good. It's been a good show. Not a great beer. An okay snack. Good conversation.
Maybe we'll work on getting everything great.
Yeah.
Well, until next time. Hey, check us out, Half-Ass TV on YouTube. Or check out, if you're listening to this, you probably already know where to find us. So
that's right.
It's a podcast. Look wherever we are, Stuck in Beta. All right. We will see you on the next one. Bye.